All right, everybody, welcome to another edition of Everyday Health Hacker Podcast. I'm Mike Herzing, along with the awesome Dr. Lisa Liao.
Hello, Mike. I'm excited today.
We're all excited. We're happy to be anywhere right
yes,
now.
Yes, well, especially in the air conditioner.
Absolutely.
Because we've had triple digits forever.
Absolutely. Dr. Liao is Chief Medical Officer here at Meridian Health Institute in Sugarland, Texas. You know, folks, every week we're going to work to share a little information to help you make informed decisions about your health. And that's important.
Yes.
It really is.
Thanks. And I really want to share this time, we're going to talk about thyroid issues.
Yep.
Because a lot of patients will come in and say, you know, my endocrinologist says I can only be on this one. And, you know, my family practitioner says I can only be on this other type of medication. And we're going to talk about the different ones and why they're so different and why it's important to find the right one for you.
Okay, I have a question.
Go ahead.
Back up. Okay, thyroid.
Yes.
My TSH and all this stuff is mm-hmm. this number. But isn't everybody's a little bit different, what works for them? I know when I take, you know, work with you on my mm-hmm. thyroid, she goes, you always ask me, how do you feel?
Right.
How is this? How is that? You know, because you tell me my number might not be same as my wife's number,
correct,
or my son's. The number isn't, this is kind of like it's very general.
So the key with what we do on every physical for children as well as adults is that we look at the TSH. That stands for thyroid stimulating hormone. And it is the opposite of what people think if it's high or low. Normal is between 0.5 and 5.0 on most laboratories.
That's
a big number. And as we've looked and we've studied, it looks at 0.5 to 1.5 is optimal. However, some of my patients do better at 0.3. The mm-hmm. key is that if they do better at 0.3, we just want to make sure that they're not having palpitations, because high thyroid causes palpitations, causes anxiety. It has a feeling of overwhelm. Some people can feel that if they go outside their house, they just feel this doom. That's actually the thyroid being too fast. So
okay,
we have to monitor that. Now, I've had other patients that have come in, we make a little tweak, and most doctors, or we actually encourage you to retest your thyroid after there has been a change in medication or a start of medication in 4 to 6 weeks. I prefer to do 4 weeks, because if you're starting to trend to the thyroid going too fast or too slow, I want to make that change and not have you wait an additional 2 months before I test it.
Yeah, I don't want to have 2 months of feeling good or feeling bad.
Feeling bad.
You know?
And
it makes a difference.
It makes a big difference. So thyroid stimulating hormone, I always like to use that as what I'd call my basis. And then if there is something that we start, let's say that the thyroid is low. So that means the thyroid TSH comes back at 38. Well, that's pretty low. I think the highest I've ever had was 150. And that was had no thyroid. He had it removed. So mm-hmm. that was, you know, you have to tweak it. And after a small tweak, it goes down to 2.2. It's still not optimal. So we have to make some minor tweaks, because the first tweak did a major change.
Okay.
Also, stress will also cause problems.
Okay.
With Hashimoto's, which is a hypothyroid, which is a slow acting thyroid, that also can cause other problems that people feel. So when we're looking at thyroid and we make a change, I also like to look at something called the T3, the T4, a TPO. TPO stands for thyroid peroxidase antibody, which sometimes if you have an autoimmune illness, you're going to have high antibodies, and that's going to help us to arrange your T3 and T4 to where they are going to be activated so your body can actually use it. Because when your body uses it, your metabolism is where it needs to be, and you actually will feel better. In other words, if you're trying to lose weight, you'll be able to lose weight. If your thyroid's too slow, it's very hard to lose weight. If your thyroid's too fast, it might actually be hard to maintain your weight. It might actually be going too low. So it can go from one extreme to another.
Oh, yeah. I've always had trouble maintaining my weight. Oh, no, kidding.
Yeah, we need to check the thyroid again.
Yeah. But, you know, there's a lot of people like a friend of mine. I've known him for years and years. I used to race with him. He's had thyroids, you know, had cancer. Mm-hmm. So they went and removed it. And like you said, it's one of the cancers they can cure very easily.
Correct.
But now he's dealing with the getting his numbers right and things like that.
Because stress, and I have to say the world has been in a little bit more stress over these last couple of years.
Sure.
And that has affected, and so we actually have to check the thyroid more often. And a lot of people will talk about, like, you know, yes, but I had my thyroid checked this year and the insurance won't allow it. Well, that's okay. You know, it's still really important. You can go through some laboratories that will be charged $250 for two laboratories that are close by that usually go through insurance. But there's also some walk-in laboratories right. that are very good, very professional, and it costs $29 to get your thyroid, TSH, and $39 to get the other three tests that we need in order to optimize for how you feel. So a lot of patients were like, oh my gosh, I can absolutely go and do that.
Right. I did that. Any Labs mm-hmm. Now. They were great.
Exactly. And Any Labs Now.
Went and did it. And because Medicare doesn't pay for that stuff. And it's just, they'll do it once a year. And I'm like, forget it. It's not worth feeling bad.
And with, you know, all the new legislation of, you know, they're trying to, I'm going to say, contract medications to where now there's probably going to be a formulary for Medicare, which is actually going to be harder for mm-hmm. doctors to be able to get medications passed. I'd have to say that most of those patients, we have to fight for every medication that we're trying to get. As patients know, I mean, I like the more natural things. So I use NP thyroid, Armour thyroid a lot. A lot of patients, they might have an allergy to some substance that is in it. So then we actually compound it with T3, T4. Some patients are even allergic to the gelatin that are in some capsules. So we have to be mindful of that. Mm-hmm. Everyone's different. So it's really listening to find out what that is. I prefer really monitoring your T3, T4 with your TSH, because you can have a very low T3 and a very high T4, and while the TSH is normal, you have to balance it out so that you can feel your optimal best.
Well, the synthetics, Synthroid and levothyroxine, they're really inexpensive. They're like one of the
very inexpensive.
The $3 or $4 ones for you know, a month, and that's through, you know, the Good RX or something like that. And they're one of the inexpensive ones, and that's easy. Now it's just getting the right number.
It's getting the right number. And, you know, levothyroxine Synthroid is T4 only. So that works on some patients. It doesn't work on all patients. NP thyroid, Armour thyroid, or thyroid, those are actually T3 and T4. And then you have Teracent, which is one that's used a lot. That's a T3 only. So it's really important to understand that you actually have this whole mechanism to make your thyroid to be able to be optimal so you feel your very best.
You had me at TSH. And what can I say? I mean, I was lost after that. I mean, but there's so many ways to do it. And it's, and when somebody goes, the doctor goes, oh, your numbers are fine. Well, I feel terrible.
And we do. We get that all the time where patients will say, well, the doctor told me it was normal. And I said, well, how normal was it? Do you have your labs? They'll pull it up on their iPhone. I'll look at it. It's 3.5. And I'm like, if I may, I'd like to make a change, and I want to have you do another blood test in comparison to this one in 4 weeks. They'll come back and they're like, you know what? I have more energy. I'm not taking a nap at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Right.
Don't feel like I have to rest my eyes, you know, which are, you know, being tired all the time is not good. You don't want to go and exercise if you feel that way. So getting that metabolism up, you actually have more energy and you want to do things. And if you want to do things, I'm going to encourage you to go exercise. That way we can work to get that weight exactly where you want it. But thyroid is not just about the weight. Thyroid is very important with all the other cascade of hormones that are in our body, our testosterone, our estrogen, our progesterone, our cortisol levels, all of those interplay. So that's why it's important. And that's the first one we usually start with when patients are saying, I really feel I'm tired. If somebody comes in and they say that they're very anxious, I'm going to check your thyroid, because if you're hyperthyroid, it could be your thyroid. If a person's depressed and everything else they say in their life is really good, I don't know why I'm feeling melancholy, it could be your thyroid. So thyroid can have many issues other than losing hair, being constipated, dry skin. It can have so many other features. So that's why it's really important when somebody has a complaint that we look at the whole person and check those things to see what can we do physiologically to correct it.
So if you've got dry skin and losing hair and things like that, then you might have too fast a thyroid?
Or too slow. It actually goes in both directions. I know.
I need to get a medical degree, I guess. You know, I'm way past that.
And that's why it's important to have a conversation. And with many patients, they'll say, you know, I went to the endocrinologist. I felt like I had 2 minutes. I talked to their nurse assistant more and I got to talk to them.
Yeah, they're too busy.
And it's, you know, this affects your life when you're not feeling good. So that's why at Meridian.
But there's so many numbers, and you got to have somebody that'll actually take the time and do it.
And that's why I always encourage, you know, we'll take care of the numbers, and our job is to help explain so that you feel confident about your next steps. And a lot of patients, I'll share with them, you know, if this happens, this is what step two is, and this is what step three is. I'm going to see you in 4 weeks. However, if this happens, I want you to do step one, step two. If there's any questions, give us a call and we'll walk you through it, or text us.
But there's only one of you. That's the problem.
We have a team here, and the whole entire team, we're all trained. There's only one of you. We have a phenomenal team. We have Miss Natalie, Miss Teresa, Miss Tricia, Mr. Eddie, Dr. Folds. We have a great team. And then, you know, there's Dr. Denali that just loves to come through. So.
All right. They're all here.
They're all here. And Dr. Denali wants to take a loop. Y'all come on the back because we're live on Instagram. Come say hello, y'all.
Come say hello.
Come say hello. Come say hello. Come, Denali. Come, come. Denali is our sweet service dog. She is about to be 10 years old. And we just adore her. And so she's going to be going for her physical, and we'll be streaming that as well, because her physical is very much like ours. Say hi to Denali. So all y'all on Instagram, you give us a shout out. We love you all, and we want to wish you all the very best. If you're concerned about thyroid issues, hormone issues, any medical or dental needs, please give us a call. We're here to serve you and your families.
These are the guys right here. It's all of them.
Love you all. Talk to you soon. And catch us live the following Wednesday.
Info at everydayhealthacker.com. Check us out.